In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big one tonight, Mac. 9 o'clock, Spurs-Lakers.
Huge.
NBA Cup quarterfinal.
That's right. Suns-Thunder, Spurs-Lakers. Can't wait.
Yeah, the NBA Cup, I don't know.
Not in.
It makes me like it more. Make because the players care, but I don't care about the Cup. I don't remember who won last year.
I was going to ask who won last
year. Remember.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was one of the teams in the league.
I know the Lakers won it 2 years ago, but I can't remember.
Well, yeah, LeBron hung a banner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They were so excited about it.
Yeah. Was that was last year.
No, I think that was 2 years ago.
Have they had this for 2 years now?
Yeah, this will be the third.
This is really the Lakers won it the first year they had it. And everyone's like, of course, LeBron.
Yeah, and they lost in the first round of the playoffs. It's like, okay, this doesn't matter.
But for them, for their pockets, it does.
Yeah, exactly. So if they're going to care more and play their hardest, then I'll watch. Yeah, it makes me watch. Like, I bet on these NBA games specifically because I know the starters are going to play.
Yeah, and there's something, you know, to be said about that, because if it's a normal NBA game, the starters don't play.
Nope.
Somebody from the 816, going back to Jane Levy's comment, Dusty wishing he could kiss Cags through the netting.
Yeah. I enjoyed that conversation with her. And
she was great.
And she talked about Bellinger becoming a Yankee or becoming a Royal from the Yankees, right? And Dusty's pants got real tight. And so did mine. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's the guy that I fished out at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, you've been on him since the season ended. And I'm with you. I love Cody Bellinger. I think he'd be a great addition here in Kansas City. But, you know, again, it goes back to having that money to spend and go out there and be competitive. And for the Royals, when they open 119th, which I think they're expected to announce next week, you're going to have all those other revenue generators out there that can help you go out and win these battles in the offseason with a Cody Bellinger or whoever it is in 5 years. Once you have more money to spend and go out there, you can win these battles. That's why we have the new stadium coming online for the Royals, is because this is the time of year that it's going to benefit us, because, oh, look at all the money that we made in the surrounding restaurants and bars and all that stuff at a 365-day-a-year venue that we can put back into the team. And we've already seen John Sherman put money back into the team. Imagine when he actually has money being made at the stadium that he can put back into the team. It just makes you excited as a Royals fan.
Shifting gears to the Kansas City Chiefs and one man named Travis Kelce, as we talk about this conundrum. You guys have had the wine conundrum before?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Either way, wine makes you, because sometimes gives you a headache, you know, because you have too much of it. And sometimes having this thought process of this conundrum could give you a headache.
If you drink the Black Rooster wine, no sulfates, you won't get a hangover.
There you go. But the conundrum of this Travis Kelce topic is, should he come back? Right? And we asked the poll question today, which is on the Fan 965 on Twitter, and that is, do you want Travis Kelce to come back next year? And emphasis on the word want. And out of the, let's see, I'll reload this. There's at least 141 votes on it this morning. As of 186 votes since we've had this poll question up on the Fan 965, do you want Travis Kelce to come back for one more year? 57% of you say no.
That's crazy. I am stunned by that. And I'm actually proud of that.
So,
me too.
And I don't think this is a Kelce is washed or he's old or whatever. I think the reason why it's okay for Travis to walk away this year, because we played the Danny Hughes audio from earlier where he was looking at him from his binoculars and saying that he was taking it all in, which is what he said. Travis Kelce is no doubt going to go down as maybe one of the greatest Chiefs of all time. We know what he's done in here. We know what we're thankful for. We had a whole day dedicated. Hell, I skipped my birthday for Travis Kelce Day. And I think the conundrum that you have is what happens when your heroes get older. And that is something that is going to happen. He's not going to play football forever. And maybe this is it. And maybe it needs to be it, because we've spent a lot of time this morning talking about how the wide receiver room is down and how the offense has maybe hit like this stale point. And maybe some of that is a good problem gone bad. And maybe that is too much leaning onto Travis Kelce from Patrick Mahomes and too much emphasis of him being involved in the offense. He's your leading wide, he's your leading yards leader in the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Receiving yards leader, yep.
He leads the team in receiving yards. He shouldn't be doing that at 36. And that's not a knock. The fact that he's doing it at 36 is a yin and a yang, because the yang would be that there's no wide receiver one that's really gone over that. And I know you can say on the text line and probably tell me right now in your car, if you're listening, you're at your desk at home saying, well, if Rashee Rice played all year, I would assume that he would be the leader.
But he
probably
didn't.
But it did not happen. And I think what has happened is, I don't want to give it the analogy of training wheels, but they're safe, right? You're not going to falter with training wheels. At least you shouldn't. And everybody has to make that jump. You're a dad. You've done it where you have to take those off and say, hey, go. Like, you're going to have to learn.
Hard
this is
to
the
do,
way to,
though. And I will say, from like
100%. One of the hardest things to teach a kid is to ride a bike.
But not, I'm talking about like the car now.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Like as much as I want them to drive and it makes our life easier, which is Travis and Patrick, it's hard to say, yeah, you can go do that, because you long for the days when they were young.
And to take that vice off, to be able to like, hey, you're going to have some bumps and bruises. You're going to wreck on your bike. You're going to scrape your knee, whatever. Just learn from that. And then all of a sudden you'll realize that was a really fun time, but this is a lot more fun. And I think that with Travis Kelce leaving the team takes away a vice, which has been a very good vice, a Hall of Fame vice for years with Patrick Mahomes. It's no doubt they're best friends. They have a restaurant together. They hang out all the time. They're significant others are best friends and all sort of stuff like that. But at some point in your career, you're not going to play with Travis Kelce forever. They're not the same age. So I think doing that puts more emphasis on what you need to have in your wide receiver room, because your number one target in Travis Kelce is no longer there. And then you see the fruits of your labor go completely wild, because now you're like, well, I don't have 87 there. Now I'm going to learn to ride this bike on my own.
Yeah, and I'm going to come kind of full circle with this. Mm. You know, years ago, people were mad when I said trade Travis Kelce. But this offseason, everybody's available for trade. That's what you have to do to get better as an organization. And I think this offseason, I say I come full circle because I don't want Travis to go. But I also understand letting Travis go would probably be the best thing for the overall organization. And that's how you have to view it. We talk micro and macro all the time. Micro, we want Travis Kelce here forever and a day, and he can walk out whenever he wants to go. Macro is, we've got to grow this organization now. And I still think he can play. He's shown it this year. He's been fantastic this year. There's been nothing wrong with his play this year. But also, as we're starting to realize now, there's no other offensive weapons in the barn right now. There is zero at the barn when it comes to offensive weapons. There are no running backs of which to speak, and the wide receivers are mid at best on this football team. I don't know that they have a number one, maybe not even a number two real wide receiver now on this team.
We're down on Rice. He's had a drop issue, but he's a number two.
I don't know that I can count on a guy who can't catch the football consistently, and that's my take on that, and I'm not going to budge. If you can't do the thing that you're supposed to do consistently, I just don't have room for you, right?
Which is why he'd be a two. If he was catching consistently, he'd be a one.
But is he consistently enough to be a two at this point? I don't know the answer to that question.
Bink laid it out. He's going to have 1,300 yards if he plays all season, right? It's a pretty damn good year.
Could be, but we don't know. Those are things we don't know. Fair. That we're just guessing. We don't know if he gets hurt, gets blown up in Sao Paulo or whatever the case may be. But as far as I'm concerned, we just don't have that next weapon right now on this team. And as long as he's here, which is a good thing, but the bad thing is he really, because of his presence, and this is not something that Travis has done, Patrick Mahomes has always been like, yeah, but Travis will always be there. Yeah, but Travis will always be there. And you can see there's no chemistry with anybody else with Patrick Mahomes. None. None whatsoever on this team. But there is all kinds of chemistry with Travis Kelce, and that comes from years of being together. But the best thing for this organization to grow and to take that next step would be for Travis to retire and, you know, remove him from the scenario and allow Patrick Mahomes to start forming other relationships. Because even if he comes back, he's back for one more year. You're just delaying the fact that Patrick Mahomes needs to start forming relationships with other guys on that roster and try to find that chemistry with other guys. But as long as Travis is here, it's human nature to say, eh, Travis will be there. It'll be fine. We'll take care of stuff.
And not only Mahomes, I'll extend that to Andy Reid.
Sure, yeah.
You've gotten complacent as a play caller, as a schemer. Oh, well, Travis Kelce, he'll just run his own route. Oh, is improvise. Oh, they'll figure it out.
Another guy will run
a curl route, and then it'll open up. It's going to be fine.
How do you not have that?
Of course, no. It makes sense. It's justifiable for
both
of them. But I'm just going to say, I'm going to hold Andy to that responsibility as well to say, we could be a little bit more creative or innovative with this offense, but Kelce will just figure out where the space is. Mahomes will find it. It's the best connection we've ever seen in the game, and that's not hyperbolic. So it makes sense to have that sort of, we're good. They need to get rid of that, and they need to have some urgency.
And I mean, Travis has said, and I'll go back to the Houston Texan playoff game. Sorry to jump in.
No.
He said, on that play where he was surrounded by five guys, he said, I didn't even know I'd be there. Mahomes did. And he says that a lot. Like, Mahomes knows where I'm going before I go.
Yes.
And that's great. But it's also hindered the development of others. And in this league, in the NFL, you have to constantly be developing the next. Quite honestly, I'm talking offensive weapons, not just tight end. They've not developed an offensive weapon since Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill's, doing what he's doing, and Travis is here. Who's next?
Yeah, and Tyreek Hill's one of the most athletic freaks we've ever seen in the game. Like, I'll give some credit to the Chiefs for, running back to wide receiver and the maturation of his progression, but that's also just a freak of nature. Travis Kelce's kind of a freak of nature, and all those things worked out. Like, what are you doing to make a Rashee Rice guy who we know has talent at the base level, but with good coaching, he could really, rocket ship to a next level that we don't have that coach here right now.
Let me ask you this though. Again, sorry to jump, but what if these wide receivers are also looking around going, yeah, I'm going to go 90% because I know Travis is getting the ball anyway, and they're not putting in the effort. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there,
Again,
that is human nature.
Since Rashee Rice has come back, it is not even a question. Rashee Rice is the number one target. I'll add that again. Target-wise, usage-wise, he is the guy. But I will say I did have a Kelce realization yesterday talking to my brother. I got kind of emotional about it just because he's been in my life since I was 14 years old, and all my big sports moments, I attribute a lot to Travis Kelce. I was at the first AFC Championship game with my dad when he did Fight for Your Right, and I'm crying, hugging my dad, and I'm going to really miss Travis Kelce. I'm not going to be here for Christmas, but I already talked to my brother. We're going to be in Nashville for December 21st, and we're going to that Chiefs-Titans game because I got to make sure I'm going to see him play one more time, man, because I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it, and it made me think of the question, who's the first impactful athlete in your guys' lives that you've watched from start to finish? Because Kelce might be it for me. I remember Charles, but I don't remember that draft like I remember Kelce's draft and all these moments.
Yeah. There's a lot that obviously
Gordon
I
is
have.
Mine.
Yeah.
I remember the day he was drafted. Yep. I remember the day I was at his opening day debut, and I was there when he made the catch, kind of similar to you when he banged against the wall in the ALCS against Toronto or against Baltimore. And
I mean, I could say Billy Butler.
And then I went and saw Alex Gordon get inducted into the Royals Hall of Fame. Like, I was at his opening day game of his career, first ever debut, and the day that he went into the Royals Hall of Fame, all in the same lifespan.
Are you talking about just with one team? Because it's very few in all of sports that have
been one team.
Like Derek Jeter's one that you can look at that, Peyton. You saw drafted Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, I guess. You watched his whole entire career take
shape. A guy
that
you rooted for, though.
A guy that I rooted for. I'll throw Billy Butler in there for the reason of, because I remember the day they drafted him, and then he showed up the next day as a high school kid at Kauffman Stadium. And so I remember meeting Billy Butler when he was a high school kid still, and this got drafted into, this organization. And so you watched him show up, and that was 03, 04, whenever that was. You're like, man, someday this guy's going to be here. Fast forward 10 years later, and the career's over, and it's done. And things happen, so fast. But, I mean, I'm trying to think maybe as a kid, who I kind of watched from start to finish, most of the guys that I watched growing up as a kid, I don't remember when they were drafted because it was before I was really, cognizant of what was going on. But I think for a lot of us, it's Moose, it's Haas, it's Kane, You watch those guys come in, you watch those guys leave. This one just happens to be very long, Travis Kelce. I mean, he has been here for an entire generation of Chiefs fans. And that's why this one is going to be tough. And I want to make myself clear. I don't want Travis to walk out the door, but I know it may be best for Patrick Mahomes and this organization to be able to take that next step to develop those next weapons. It's hard to develop that next weapon when Travis Kelce's still here.
No doubt. Somebody says Salvador Perez, that athlete as well.
Yeah.
That could be one for
man.
You.
Yeah, right there. Oh, for sure.
Which,
absolutely.
Again, we'll both probably go down as maybe the two best players in their franchise's history. Unless you, I guess Bobby Witt will eventually jump Sal, but it'll be Brett, Bobby, Sal. Whereas the Chiefs, you'd probably put what, Mahomes, Kelsey, and Lynn, Derek Thomas, somewhere around there,
somewhere in that
field. So
they're both on Mount Rushmore, man.
Yeah, and it's not supposed to sound like a funeral from the text line. It's the conundrum that you have because of what the athlete was and has been, and what the team needs to do to move forward. They need to get younger. They need to change things up. And look, the guy's getting married. Got a successful podcast. He's made tons of money. He's 36.
And the other thing, though, that would make this conversation easier if he was, like Carrington's been saying for 5 years, washed. But he's not. He's still producing at a high level, which is awesome.
And he said he didn't want to go out like he did in the Super Bowl. The team might not go out the way he wanted to, but he's going out fighting, guns a-blazing, showing everything he's got.
Yeah.
Yes, he'll be, you know, scalded at for the two drops that were massive in this year's season with the Jacksonville one and the Houston Texans one, both pretty much, or I'm sorry, the Philadelphia one, mm-hmm. both probably lost games. I'll be fair. Yeah. But Andy Reid went for it. That's also, to me, a lost mm-hmm. game. But again, I think that the reason that we're bringing this to fruition is that if you do want the team to expand and move on, there are tough decisions that have to be made. And yes, there is a tough decision for Travis Kelce this offseason if he does want to do it again at 37. So, I mean, it's
yeah, we're not even thinking if he wants to come back.
And that's the thing. And I go back to what Dana said about how he was soaking it all in and letting mm-hmm. everything come together. And you can hear all the people say about how he was a bad sportsman for not doing any sort of media availability. Maybe that's another red flag to let you know that he's checked out. Like, I don't need to talk to you guys anymore. This is my last year. I just lost. The season's over. I had a huge play. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want this to be something that I go back on and have to remember my life as if you had maybe somebody in your family that had dementia. Like, you have the opportunity to go see them in the state that they're in, or you can just, you know what? I just want to remember what I had, and I want to remember what the moment is, and I don't want to waste time doing that. So, yes, I don't think it's a good look that he didn't talk to the media, especially the way that he had played in that game. But again, who am I to say what he should do? I'm not his PR. I'm not him. But if that's not how he wants to go out, that's not how he wants to go out. But to me, that was one of those things where you talk about Dannon's comments, you talk about not speaking to the media. Maybe he is done. And it's not just us saying we're trying to get rid of him. That's not the conversation. The conversation is if you're going to get younger and you're going to get better, you have to bring in youth and you have to take away the old stuff. Like, that's just the way that it goes. Like,
yeah.
We don't do shout it out. We don't do the library. We don't do a lot of things that they used to do on Fesco in the morning. This isn't Fesco in the morning mm-hmm. anymore. This is Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. So it is
and
what
we're
it
on
is.
FM.
Right. So,
but you have to change and you have to evolve and you have to get better. And the one thing you don't want to do is stay too long. This is the perfect time for Travis to peace out. The contract is up. He's having a great season. Yeah, the team didn't play well, but you're not going to look back and go, God, that last year of Travis was Emmitt Smith in you know, Arizona or, you know, Patrick Mahomes in Arizona or whatever the case may be. Like, we're not going to have that. And that's a good thing.
I mean, from the 6-2-0, to your point, Kobe scored 60 in his last game. Like, it's okay to have some.
That Christmas Day game going to be lit, man. It really is. Like,
yeah, no cap.
Yeah. Like, nobody knows, or everybody knows the season's over.
Yep.
They're playing against the Broncos. Travis's last game at Arrowhead Stadium, most likely. It's going to be insane. It's going to be crazy. I think they're going to put on a show that day. Like, I've been excited about Christmas Day since the schedule came out because I know what is going to happen there on Christmas Day. Like, they're going to introduce Travis Kelce, and it may be. Sorry, 142.2. It may be it may break that record. It may be that loud. Now, depending on how many fans show up, like, I think you need to be at Christmas Day. If you've got tickets, you need to be there because it could be the last game for Travis Kelce, and you'd punch yourself in the nuts if you missed that.
Now, what I could see, because people say if he does retire or doesn't want to call it quits, would he go to another team? That I can't see. But what I could see is he does retire. They're a great team, mm-hmm. but they lose a weapon, and Andy picks up the phone and says, hey, Travis, you got like 5 games in you?
Yeah,
you got 2 months. Comes back and does that.
You want to do something that...
I'm all...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Philip Rivers is doing, dude. 87 still there. We didn't take the nameplate down just in case. Just in case. I don't know. We'll see.
Comes back, wears like 82 or something.
It all just, oh my.
Ew.
No.
Well, I saw a picture of Kareem Hunt and something. They were talking about Kareem Hunt yesterday. It was like the picture was so old. He was wearing number 27 in the picture. Oh, I'm geez. Like, if you're going to talk about Kareem Hunt, at least have an updated photo, AP or whoever AI it was.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.